sorry. Sorry.
So you need the form and the privacy certificate. Not all projects will need IRB approval or the approval of an institutional review board. If institutional review board approval is required, you'll also need to have the IRB approved consent forms and the IRB approved instrument. The second item needs the privacy certificate, and it needs to be properly completed. All of the sections, if they're applicable, it needs to be signed and it needs to be dated. It needs to have the proper signatures. You'll hear me say that over and over because I often get them unsigned and undated. So they're important forms. Have them signed and dated. Next slide. Here are the laws, and I'm going to go quickly through this. All of the information is on our website. All of the statutes, all of the regulations, the OJP instruction, forms, helpful hints about how to fill out the forms, the regulations themselves, section by section, and a section on frequently asked questions. So it's all there. There's even a new item, which I'll tell you about in a few slides, that I want you all to go look at because it will help you determine whether these regulations apply to your project. State laws may also apply. What state laws? Well, for those of you that do child abuse report, child abuse reporting or any kind of research in that area, there may be mandatory reporting laws, and I'll speak to that in a little bit. Next slide. How do you determine if these regulations apply? You ask, what are the funds that you want from us being used for? The Office of Justice Programs, and these regulations apply to NIJ and all of our sister agencies. Is it for research? And I'll define that in a few minutes. Is it for evaluation? Is it just for training? Is it to put on a conference? Is it to disseminate publications? Is it to build a widget or some type of technology? Or is it for program development? Some of these things will not be covered by the regulations, and some of them will. We'll get into that in a little bit. So ask that question first. They only apply to research. Okay, well, you're all researchers. You all have a definition of research. Your definition doesn't matter. It's the definition that's in the regulation. And here are the regulations. In a nutshell, it's to advance the state of knowledge in a particular area or to develop or to contribute to generalizable knowledge. This is the new item. It's on the OJP website, and it's linked also on the NIJ website, and it's a decision tree that will help you look at what you're proposing to do. We'll ask you questions, and it will say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, and it will tell you whether or not you need to fill out these forms and get IRB approval. So if the activities are being conducted solely for the purpose of performing measurements or counting the number of kids in a midnight basketball program or counting the number of cases that were processed by an office, the Human Subject Protection Regulations not apply, unless of course you're doing some type of evaluative research where the definition works. This decision tree is new, as I said, it's on both websites, and it's very specific, so hopefully it will help you, you know, come to a better understanding of whether the regs apply to your particular project. Next slide. This is the most frequently asked question I get either by email or, oh, these don't apply to me. How do I get out of this? This is just a big hassle. Sorry, not a big hassle. You have to comply with it. You may be a successful applicant. You may think that once you get the award letter that your budget's been approved in Angela's office and everything's hunky-dory and you got the award letter and the next day you're going to get the check. It doesn't happen that way if you're conducting research with human subjects, or if you are collecting identifiable information, name, address, social security number, DNA, anything identifiable, these regulations will apply, and you won't get your money, and it will be withheld until you or your agency have been compliant. Next slide. These are the basic rules of thumb. Use the decision tree. Is it research? The rules apply. If it's not research, and again, it's not that simple. Some of you may have projects where it's really hard to tell. You may not have human subjects, but you may have identifiable data. You may be doing secondary data analysis. In some cases, the regs will apply. In some cases, they won't. Ask the solicitation manager. Again, read the solicitation. Down at the bottom of the first page, there will be a person who you can call or email or contact the Human Subject Protection Officer. That's me. My email address was on the first slide. It will be again on the last slide. Don't call me because I will say, hi, why are you calling? And you'll say, I have this question, and I'll say, email me. Why? Because I like to respond in an email. You'll then have it to keep. I'll then have it for my records, and believe it or not, I'll probably get 50 of the same questions. So I do have some standard responses that I can just hit the button and send out, and then you'll have a record of it as you want. Human subject protection, this is the regulation. All research involving human subjects that's conducted with federal agency funds must be reviewed and approved by an institutional review board before the money can go out. The scope again, what is research? Another definition, what is a human subject? It's a living individual about whom you, the principal investigator, may obtain data either through direct interaction with them or identifiable data. So, if you're collecting anything or using secondary data, there's a human subject protection form. Those of you that have been through this, and I see some people nodding and some people kind of giving me a dirty look, and it's like, oh, you're the one. There's a one-page form. It's easy. If your project doesn't involve human subjects and only secondary data analysis, go to box 8. This project will not involve human subjects. Sign it, date it. It in, attach it to your application. If yes, then there are boxes that have to do with the federal wide assurance number of your agency and your institutional review board and when or whether they may review the project. It just gives a little more detail on that. So look at that form. Again, the form is on our website. Okay. The privacy certificate will not jump to privacy. It's a different regulation, 28 CFR Part 22. All applicants for DOJ funds must submit the privacy certificate. It must describe the research. The very first box says brief description of project. Anybody want to guess each year how many awards we fund and the project description is not there? Or it will say, see the narrative in my application. It's a standalone document. Got it? Just, you know, 5 sentences. But make sure they're specific, not I will save the world, how you will save the world, in 5 sentences so that it's easy to understand and to see where you're going. You need to assure the Department of Justice that you will comply with all the requirements, and you'll describe how you will keep the data that you're collecting confidential and how you will inform the subjects. Next slide. How you get to whether or not you need to complete the entire privacy certificate is answer some other questions. Does your project include information that's identifiable to a private person? So either name, other personal identifier. In some cases, with some mapping research, it may be that an address becomes identifiable, but a 3-block area, maybe not, or a citywide area, maybe not. Again, it depends on your hypothesis. What is a private person? A private person is different than a human subject. A private person can be an individual, an association. It can be a department store chain, if that's what you're conducting research about. It can be a neighborhood association. It can be a number of things. So it's not just one living individual. The elements of the privacy certificate, again, describe it. The rest of the elements need to be completed if indeed you're collecting identifiable information. So how you plan to notify the subject, informed consent, how you plan to maintain the identifiable data, whether you're using password-protected laptops, whether you have the interview files locked in a secure file cabinet in a locked office, who needs access to that data, whether or not you have so that any research funds from the Department of Justice can only be used for research or statistical purposes and no other purpose without the consent of the person from whom it's collected. So researchers who are using Department of Justice funds, if they want to report child abuse or need to, because they're in a state that has mandatory reporting laws, they will need to obtain two consents. One from the subject to participate in the research, and a second, separate consent form to allow the reporting, should you suspect it or have knowledge, come into knowledge about it. These are some resources, again, all related to the NIJ web page. There's the Human Subject Protection Form, the Privacy Certificate, and the Decision Tree. You'll find all of those on there, as well as some links also to some other websites. I think that's on the next one. Yes, the Office for Human Research Protection website, the top one there, is with the Department of Health and Human Services. There are three vulnerable populations in research: pregnant women, children, and prisoners. If any of you are doing any research with any of those populations, you should go to the OHRP website. They have some great guidance on prisoner research. They have some educational materials. They have more detailed decision trees for those vulnerable populations. They have other links as well to how other federal agencies deal with some of these issues. So that's a good way for you to become knowledgeable with all the other types of research that's going on with the Nation General. More questions, again, send an email. I'm happy to answer any questions. If you have any questions now, I'm happy to answer them. If some of you are current grantees and you have a specific question about your grant, I'm happy to talk with you